Glory to God, everybody. What an honor it is to be here. Grab your Bibles if you're not an electronic screen watcher, and we'll go to the hard copy. Amen. John chapter 1, the Gospel of John chapter 1. We're going to look first at verse 43. John chapter 1, verse 43. And as you're searching for that, my wife is coming right now, and I want her to greet you this morning. It's great to be with you in this wonderful setting. Great to be in Montreal. We spent a little time, we've been here since Wednesday, our group of about 17 from Louisiana. Anybody know where Louisiana is? That's about a third of you. Louisiana is as far as you could go south before you hit the Gulf of Mexico. That's where we are, where alligators and mosquitoes are at the top of the food chain. And the humans are at the bottom of the food chain. We are so glad to be with you. I want Karen to come and greet you this morning.
Praise the Lord. It's so good to be with you today. I'm honored to be in your church with you. I may not know you personally, but I do know the spirit that I feel in this place. And when I feel that spirit and know that we are brothers and sisters in the body of Christ and that we worship the same one true and living God, then we are all part of a great kingdom of God that is advancing forward. And I'm so thankful for what God is doing in your church. You're having to expand your building with more seating, and I'm just so thankful for that. Y'all are such an awesome church. We do miss your pastor and wife today. They are so wonderful people, and we miss them today. But I'm honored to be with you, and I'm looking forward. I know God has a word for every one of us in this place today, and if we will open our hearts, that God will draw us, and He will give us exactly what we need in this place today. Lord bless you.
Amen. 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 Well, we're going to John chapter 1, verse 43. I do give honor to the pastor and first lady. We miss them. Everybody needs a vacation and a break, and we know that it's well-deserving, and I know you look forward to them being back. I will be your preacher for the day. And tonight you will have another one of our ministers from Louisiana, and he's a fireball. You better bring your running shoes. He's quite something. You don't want to miss tonight. It's going to be a powerful time here. Brother Ryan Allman will be with you. And it's such an honor that you open up your pulpits and your churches to allow us to minister from Louisiana. We've been coming since 1998. Bishop T.F. Tenney had a vision of many churches and many a strong district, an apostolic influence in Quebec. And at that time, when our group started coming, there were only, I think they said, four churches at the time. And now look at this this wonderful district of many churches and daughter works. We believe that we're just a little part of that through our prayer and efforts and your consecrated and concerted efforts of reaching the lost. And we're so excited to see what God's doing in this wonderful province. And we're so thankful that what is on the way is much bigger than what you've ever seen. Praise God. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, get ready. Here we go. Ready? John chapter 1. I give honor to all the leaders, Brother Chris, Brother Isaac, all those that got us to the house this morning and made arrangements. Thank you. The praise team, my goodness, this is good stuff you got in this place. You folks have some great things going on here. And I was looking at all your announcements. I think I'd like to attend some of those things. You folks are blessed. John chapter 1, verse 43. And the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth. Would you say those words again? Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. I want to preach this morning on this topic. Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, we're so thankful for your presence in this house. We're blessed to be a part of your plan. Help us this morning, Lord, to hear your word and to heed that word. And let something very powerful begin to take place in our hearts, our minds, our souls. We're believing for a great outpouring of your beautiful spirit in our lives this morning. We thank you for all that you are and all that you are doing in our lives. In the precious and powerful name of Jesus, we pray. And somebody shout amen. Amen. You may be seated if you clap your hands going down. Nazareth was never mentioned in the Old Testament. We have no idea who founded it. We have no idea who first populated it. We have no idea of how it grew, whether it was industrial or social or political. Nazareth is first introduced to us in the New Testament when we learn that an angel from heaven visited a young virgin girl named Mary. It was in Nazareth that this angel told Mary that she was chosen to be the mother of the long sought after and desired hope, the Messiah. Because the Israelites were required to go back to their city of origin to pay taxes, Joseph and the pregnant Mary traveled to Bethlehem. And I know this sounds like a Christmas story in the beginning, but please stay with me. Because there were no rooms available, Joseph found the best vacant room or place that he could find. It was an animal stall where he and his expectant wife began to rest. And it was in this animal stall where the Messiah, the King of Kings and the mighty God, God manifest in the flesh, was born. Angels swept the hillsides around Bethlehem with the incredible news of the birth of the Messiah. An angel choir sang, and you can read it in Scripture, "Glory to God in the highest, on peace on earth and goodwill toward men." Shepherds received an invitation from the messenger angel, and they left their sheep in the field, and they went to Bethlehem's manger to find their Messiah. Magi from the far east had followed the big star that stood over the birthplace of the Messiah. They inquired the whereabouts in the courts of King Herod. We have read the verses, most of us, but Herod did not know anything about the birth of a Messiah. So they followed the prophecies of the Old Testament book of Micah, where it was written, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting." Rushing to that little village some 5 miles outside the city limits of Jerusalem, the Magi found him and offered him gifts that were considered very valuable, gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And after the days of Mary's purification and the circumcision of Jesus Christ, the days of their pilgrimage were over. And they took the baby and they returned to the city called Nazareth. Nazareth. Nazareth was the armpit of all the cities of Israel. Nazareth was Israel's cesspool of sin. Yet from Scripture we know that some of the greatest Old and New Testament events transpired around that little community called Nazareth. First, it was the scene of the likes of Gideon and Barak. It was near Nazareth where we find the defeat of Saul's army and Josiah's army. It was near the city of Nazareth that an Old Testament hero by the name of Naboth refused to sell his vineyard to Ahab. It was near Nazareth where Jehu had his revenge on the evil woman Jezebel. It was near Nazareth where a Shunammite woman built an addition onto her home for the old prophet, a man called Elisha. But during the time of Jesus, it was commonly known that Nazareth was the sin city of Israel. Nazareth was the dwelling place of every type of spiritual misfit. Nazareth was the city of darkness. Nazareth was a city of wickedness. Nazareth was where the criminals operated and controlled the streets. According to the books of history, during the time of Christ, Nazareth had a population of 50,000 people. It was the home of bars and clubs and dens of evil. It was the home of perversion and social sins that rival the evilness of even our day. Nazareth had its own sexual misfits like San Francisco. Nazareth had its dens of evil like Las Vegas. Nazareth had back alleys filled with drugs and corruption like New York City. There seemed to be nothing good in Nazareth. And when Philip saw Nathanael, he said, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth." And Nathanael could not understand how something so great as the Messiah could come out of something so despicable as Nazareth. All the scholars came out of southern Judea. All the great and learned men came out of southern Judea. Upper Galilee was nothing but a spiritual wasteland. They were the second-rate citizens of all of Israel. And when Philip tells Nathanael that Jesus comes from Nazareth, you can almost hear the deep sigh as Nathanael says, "Oh no, can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nazareth was on the highway that led down from Rome to parts of Syria and ultimately led the Roman legions to the city by the name of Decapolis. Nazareth became the watering hole for the Roman soldiers. Nazareth became the party town where Roman soldiers would spend their furlough. In the city, you could find every type of crime. Sort of sounds close to Montreal in some parts. You could find every type of criminal, and you could find every type of sin. The last place you would ever expect the sinless one to come from. The last place you would ever expect the one who knew no sin to come from. Surely he would come from the wonderful institutions of intellect near Jerusalem. Surely the Messiah would come from southern Judea. But when Philip says to his friend Nathanael, he comes from Nazareth, that was a social and that was a spiritual impossibility. How can anything good come out of Nazareth? But while Nazareth partied, little did they know. Little did Nazareth know that while they were getting drunk, little did Nazareth know that while they were drugging and ganging and burglarizing, little did Nazareth know that in their midst was one who knew no sin. While Nazareth partied, there was a child born who was God robed in human flesh. He was Jesus of Nazareth. He had power to deliver them from all their drugs. He had power to deliver them from all their addictions. He had power to deliver them and set them free from every bondage in their life. Amen. He had power to give them peace that passed any understanding they ever had of the word peace. He had the power to heal their minds, heal their bodies, and heal their souls. Yet very few of them responded to Jesus for help because they were bound by their own thinking that can anything good come out of Nazareth? Let me put it in our words. This place is so bad. My situation is so difficult. My problem is so complex that nothing good could ever come out of this. Praise God. I don't want to be like the citizens of Nazareth. I don't want to look at my issue, and I don't want to look at my problem and think that there's no way that I could ever come out of this. No, no, I want to realize that there is an all-powerful God who is here right now, who can deliver me out of anything, who can get me through anything. He can set me free. He can heal my body. He can deliver me from anything that binds me. He can speak peace into my life. Somebody shout amen. Amen. I know that it feels like nothing good can come out of some of the situations that you may be facing this morning. But you just need to realize what can happen if you ever let God in. Praise God. There's not a sin that can keep its grip on you if you will let God in. There's not a demon in hell that can stay in your life if you let God in. There's no telling what can happen here today on this beautiful Sunday morning in this beautiful setting if you would let him into your marriage. If you would let him into your finances, if you would let him into your worries, if you would let him into your struggles. Others might have said, can anything good come out of this situation? I've come to tell somebody a resounding yes. Jesus of Nazareth can handle anything that you're facing today. That I wish somebody believe that in this house today, that he can do anything. He can take anything away. He can work me through anything in my life. Praise God. If you'll bring your burdens to him, he'll keep your burdens and he'll send you away with joy. Have you brought sin to this sanctuary? I tell you, then bring your sin to him, and he will cast it in a sea of forgetfulness and never remember your sin again. I have not found a sickness that Jesus Christ cannot heal. I've not found a disease that he cannot dismiss. I've not found a sin that he cannot forgive. I've come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, against every spirit of doubt, against every spirit of unbelief, praise God. And I bind those spirits today, and I release freedom. I release the liberty of the Holy Ghost. I release joy. I release the happiness that's in his presence. Praise God. Your Nazareth isn't too bad for him. Amen. Nobody ever expected anything good out of Nazareth. Nobody ever expected a miracle in Nazareth. And today, in the midst of your Nazareth, where you feel like nothing good can come out of heartache, and nothing good can come out of brokenness, and nothing good can come out of sadness, and nothing good can come out of discouragement. And the best way to make sure you're right is to sit there and do nothing and say, I don't think anything good can come out of this problem. But I've zeroed in on you this morning. Praise God. And God's got a word for you in this house this morning. Amen. I've come to tell you that if you're in Nazareth, clap your hands anyway. If you're in Nazareth, sing anyway. If you're in Nazareth, praise him anyway. If you're in Nazareth, pray and don't stop praying anyway. If you're in Nazareth, believe him anyway. You've got to have the mindset today that though the enemy camp round about me, I will not fear, for thou art with me. You need to go ahead and talk to your cancer. You need to go ahead and talk to your high blood pressure. Come on, somebody. You need to go ahead and talk to your high blood sugar. Go ahead and talk to your heart problem. Go ahead and talk to your back problem. Go ahead and talk to your kidney issues and say, go ahead and come against me like a flood. But God's going to raise up a wall that you will not be able to get through. I don't care what Nazareth has said about your situation. There's a God born in Nazareth who's a miracle working God who has all power in his hands. God. In fact, right now, if you have a Nazareth situation, lift your hands. Something tell you it can't be better. Something that's telling you it's not going to change. I say in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, he was born right in the very city that said it couldn't have a miracle. He was born right in the very center of the place that said it couldn't happen. I say change is on the way. I say the power of God is going to work it out. Praise God. I'm not trying to paint on the canvas of your mind tonight, today, that everybody in here is full of sin. No, that's not what I'm preaching about. I'm not trying to paint on the canvas of your mind a picture that everybody in here is discouraged. That's not what I'm preaching about today. But there will be times where you will go through the city of Nazareth experience in your life, where the bottom seems to just drop out and it seems like nothing's going right. It will be a place where it seems the sun just doesn't seem to break through the clouds in your situation. And everything is dreary and dark and your feelings are attacked and your faith is attacked. And when you turn this way, amen, you run into a problem. So you turn the other way and you run into a problem there. But I've come to minister to somebody here today and tell you, when that day comes, there is a God. He is Jesus of Nazareth. And there isn't anything that he cannot do for you. He specializes in miracles. He specializes in deliverance. He specializes in forgiveness. He specializes in healing. He can save you today. Tell your neighbor, whatever you need, he's got it. Whatever you need, he's got it. He's Jesus of every Nazareth. He's Lord over every circumstance. He's Lord over every situation. Praise God. Praise God. I don't know you. I don't know, looking at you, about all of you in this place look like you're serving the Lord. You have faith in God. None in here, I don't know who the members are. I don't know who the guests are. But I will say this under the unction of the Holy Ghost. If you've come to this place with questions about religion, questions about places you've been that were unfulfilling, that you walked in with an expectation, but you walked out with a heavy heart because you didn't find the Lord there, I can tell you something. This is not the only wonderful truth-believing church in the world. That's not what I'm saying. I don't know about the other places, but when you walked into this place, this place has a mighty God that you can reach out to. That in the Nazareth situation of your life, I don't care where you came from. I don't care what you've been involved in. I don't care how long you've been involved in it. God can turn your life around this morning. He can turn your life around today. If you'll repent of your sins, that just means to tell God you're sorry for what you've done and you're going to go the opposite direction in His direction. I'm telling you, my Bible says if you repent, He's just and faithful to forgive you of all your sins. Let me tell you, there is nothing like feeling forgiven. Oh my goodness. There is nothing like feeling that beautiful feeling when you come out of the waters of baptism. Praise God. Amen. They make it easy here. Now, you don't. I've been in churches where you had to go in the winter down to the river and be baptized at 20 below. I mean, they make it easy. They got a jacuzzi up here. This is easy. This is easy to follow the plan and the beautiful will of God for your life. You can walk down this aisle, repent of your sins, which doesn't take 50 minutes or 3 or 4 hours or a couple days. If you will honestly say it from your heart, I'm sorry and I want to live for you. I don't know all that I've done that's wrong, because some things I don't even know the word of God, but I do know that I want to live for you, Jesus of Nazareth. He will forgive every sin. And if you'll let these men of God put you under the waters of baptism, the baptismal waters will take what He's forgiven and He'll totally wash them off of your record as if they've never even existed. And the blood of Calvary will be applied to your life. Oh, that blood fights for you. That blood wars for you. That blood stands up and protects you, guards you, and guides you. Nobody in this room has an excuse to leave this house lost. Lost, unsaved. A beautiful provision has been made for you. We don't come here just to say that was a good choir number. That was some good music. That preacher, he was pretty good speaker. You know, there was a pretty church. I like their rhythm. That's not why we come here. Let me tell you, we do all these things because we just want to keep it functional and keep it nice. But the main reason we come to this house is we want to be in the presence of Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of every Nazareth we go through. Every struggle, every problem, every issue, every roadblock, every disease, every sickness. Oh, every attack of the adversary. We come here because we know the master of the wind. We know His name. His name is Jesus. Oh, praise God. I feel Him in this house. Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, that takes a whole new meaning to me when I know that He's Jesus of my Nazareth. Praise God. Don't think for a moment that God can't hear you today. God heard Jonah in the midst of the sea from the stomach of a fish. God heard Samson pray at the old grinding mill behind those great warriors, the Philistines. God heard Paul and Silas pray from the depths of an old prison where they began to believe that He was and is Jesus of Nazareth. And I've come to this pulpit today to ask this congregation, what is blocking you from having a move of God? We think it is our Nazareth situations. I'm telling you, I believe that's why He was born right in the middle of Nazareth. To show you that in the midst of every situation, in the middle of the most problematic city, He said, I can bring the miraculous. I can touch your life with my presence. I can turn everything around for you if you will trust me. What's hindering us from calling out to Him and having a demonstration of His Spirit in this place today? There is nothing but us as a hindrance, for He has made Himself available in this house. Praise God. I see in my spirit somebody speaking in that heavenly language for the first time. I see in my spirit somebody in this room is connected with His Word. His Word is beginning to marinate in your soul, and you're beginning to believe there is some faith that is beginning to rise in your heart, and you're beginning to believe this Word is for me, and God has sent a man to tell me again that I am the Lord of every situation, and I'm going to take you through. Praise God.
Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of my Nazareth. Jesus. 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 If you're facing something that's overwhelming, you've run into a dead end, you've got to have a miracle. I'm not talking about something that you could work out over time and yourself. I'm talking about something God must do. God must do. That's the ones I'm talking to first. Would you stand with me? If you are in that category and you're facing something that is impossible to man, I want you to get out in the aisle and come down and stand in the front. Would you do that right now? You've got to, this is a step of faith right now, because right now everything in you is trying to work out whether you ought to step out and come down here. You step out by faith and you say, God, I'm coming, I'm trusting you. That with this impossibility, it doesn't matter what it is, with this impossibility, God, I'm saying you're Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. Praise God. Now, would we gather around as close as we can right now, everybody in this room. We're about to pray a prayer of faith. And God is about to move so powerfully in this place that we, when we leave, we will have no question whether God has touched us and was meeting with us. Amen. And was answering what we have presented to Him in this place this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The first thing we're going to do all over this house is let's lift our hands. We're going to repent of every sin. We're going to repent of everything that we have done, that we're aware of, we're not aware of. Let's get a clean heart as we come to Him. Oh, Jesus, we ask you right now, forgive us in this place. Whether we serve you or whether we are close to you or whether we're far away from you, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, every one of us in this room, we ask you to cleanse our heart, cleanse our mind, cleanse our soul. Jesus, forgive us for all the things that we have done that are against your word. Forgive us for everything that we've done that are against your will and your spirit for us. Things that we know, things that we don't know, things we're aware of, things that we're unaware of. Forgive us today, God. Forgive us today, Jesus. Forgive us as we turn our backs on those things which we struggle with, those things that are not godly. And we turn toward you, trusting you, believing you. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Now I want you not to petition Him. Don't tell Him what you need. But I want you right now just to tell Him how great He is. Would you do that? How marvelous you are. How powerful you are. Your name is high, exalted. We magnify you. You can speak to any mountain and it has to move. You can speak to any disease and it has to flee. You can speak into any circumstance and peace must rise from the ashes of that issue. In the name of Jesus, we worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. You're bigger than any problem. You're bigger than any circumstance. You're bigger than any issue. I praise you. I adore you. I love you. There's none like you, Jesus. None like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, if you need a miracle, lift your hands. And right now, let your voice out, your voice of praise and worship. Let's do that all over this house. That's it. Yes. Yes. I feel healing virtue in this room. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost in this room. I feel deliverance in this room. Yes. Shalabaya nararabokoya. Come on, why don't you pray in tongues? Why don't you speak in that heavenly language? That's it. Let that voice out.